Enjoying the show so far? We'll be the first to admit it has not been exactly uplifting. It's been a violent, sad week. Sometimes the only way to wring anything positive out of it all is through the transformative power of comedy. In Israel, Eretz Nehederet is a show of social and political satire watched by 1 million of the country's 8 million people. In this sketch, it skewers foreign policy cliches by imagining them being taught to kids.
Do you want to play Who Are They to Preach Morals? Okay, Italians?
Help the Nazis.
The French?
The Vichy regime.
And the Turks?
Massacre the Armenians.
Incomplete answer.
And the Kurds.
Norway?
Killed all the salmon.
So what do we tell the world?
Don't preach us morals!
Sharon Teicher writes for Eretz Nehederet. He says the staff doesn't fret too much about balance.
I think we are quite balanced, but being in Israel, well, we have 8 million people over here. It's 8 million opinions. Basically, we have to say something, and we say it.
Here, The Daily Show is funny, but it actually informs a lot of people about the news. They get information and comedy and the backgrounds of the stories in the same package. Is that true with Eretz Nehederet?
The Israeli audience consumes hours of news during the day. So they really come to the screen with a wide common knowledge about what's going on. So we're not telling the news, we explain the news.
Can you give me an example of how you've done sketch comedy on violence in the past?
Well, in the past military operations, we did a sketch in which military correspondent for the news was counting the deaths on both sides like it was a football game. It was a hard sketch, but it made a point.
You often have actors or actresses playing Israeli officials. How do the actual officials feel about that?
Well, some of them might get offended. Some of them got offended after the show. But most of them realized that being on our show just made the public know them better.
Bad publicity is better than no publicity?
In politicians, yes.
Do you ever have conflicts within the staff sometimes about what to joke about? I mean, they say that comedy equals tragedy plus time, but in your case, we're talking about no time.
Well, we do sometimes argue about things in the writer's room. Most of the time, if we feel that something might be too harsh, sometimes it's a sign that we have to do it. Because we're saying things about very important issues in the Israeli society. Well, most of the times we make people laugh, but sometimes we really get to change some views about issues, and that's very fun work and a very important one as well.
Is there one that you can think of that you think actually did have that kind of impact?
Yes, it involves the army. I wouldn't talk about it right now because of the irrelevance during wartime. But in the Israeli budget, lots of money goes to the Israeli army. It looks like the most important thing about Israel is security and the army, like there's nothing else important in Israel. And we made some sketches about where the money really goes. It made something.
How do you know that it had an impact?
Nobody says that Israelis don't need an army, but they look a bit deeper into the issue, and the media did discuss it and started asking themselves questions like, should the army really cost the amount of money it really takes from the budget?
Sharon, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brooke.
Sharon Teicher is a writer at Eretz Nehederet, the most popular sketch show in Israel.
I used to be a lefty, but I got disillusioned.